Buenas a todos y a todas. Nos llamamos Alba y Andrea y estamos en sexto de primaria. A continuación podréis escuchar a dos compañeros de mi cole, Antonio, de primero de la ESO, y Valeria, de segundo de la ESO.
El primero os leerá la historia de un niño, de cómo un alumno llamado Pedro estudiará durante el confinamiento debido a la pandemia. Valeria, en cambio, os contará cómo hace un gazpacho andaluz en inglés.
¡Esperamos que os guste!
Pedro is 12 years old and he's Portuguese. Pedro is a good student and he usually gets good results in his tests and exams, but he now doesn't go to school. The truth is, he lives in a big city where there are many schools, but all the schools are closed. There is a pandemic in the world and children can't go to school. Pedro studies at home. He got books, pens, and pencils, but his lessons are on the computer. Every morning, Pedro sits in front of his laptop for 3 hours and watches and listens to his lessons. His teacher uses cameras and interactive worksheet. He can talk to his teacher and the other student in his class. In the afternoon, Pedro often does his homework or he reads geography, history, or math books. He always emails his homework to his teacher on Friday afternoon. All the children are at home at the moment. Pedro misses his friend and his teacher, but he knows that he has to stay at home. It is all for the best. He hopes the pandemic goes away, back to school and play in the school yard with his friends.
Hello, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about food in Andalusia. Our recipe for today is gazpacho. It's a cold soup made of vegetables, mainly tomatoes, and it's considered a typical Spanish dish that people used to have in the summer season. Now, let me show you the ingredients and the instructions you need to follow for making this delicious Spanish recipe. You need all these ingredients: 1 kilo of red tomatoes, 1 cup of olive oil, 1 green pepper, 1/2 onion, 2 garlic cloves, 1 cucumber, some cold water, and 1 pinch of salt. Now, listen to the instructions for making your gazpacho. First, cut the bread and put it in water. Then, chop the tomatoes and the garlic. Next, add the tomatoes to the bread and water. Mix with some olive oil. You can add some vinegar and salt if you want. Finally, you can enjoy your gazpacho. Thank you so much and bye bye.